May 31st, the Holy Apostle Hermas. Hermas was one of the 70 apostles. He is mentioned in the Epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Salute Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Petrobus, Hermes, and the brethren which are with them. Romans chapter 16, verse 14. Hermas was a Greek by birth, but lived in Rome for a long time. He was a bishop in Philippolis and ended his life as a martyr. He compiled a very instructive book called The Shepherd, according to revelations from an angel of God. Hermas was a wealthy man, but because of his sins and the sins of his sons, he fell into extreme poverty. Once, while in prayer, a man appeared to him in white raiment with a staff in his hand and told him that he is an angel of repentance who was sent to be with him until the end of his life. The angel gave him 12 mandates. 1. Believe in God. 2. To live in simplicity and innocence, do not speak evil, and give alms to all who beg. 3. Love truth and avoid falsehood. 4. Preserve chastity in your thoughts. 5. Learn patience and generosity. 6. To know that with every man there is a good and evil spirit. 7. To fear God and not to fear the devil. 8. To do every good and to refrain from every evil deed. 9. To pray to God from the depth of the soul with faith that our prayer will be fulfilled. 10. To guard against melancholy as the sister of doubt and anger. 11. To question true and false prophecies. 12. To guard against every evil desire. The Holy Martyr Hermias. Hermias grew old as an imperial soldier and in his old age suffered for Christ the King. Since the evil judge tried in vain to dissuade him from the faith of Christ, and counseling him to offer sacrifices to the idols, the judge then gave orders that his teeth be knocked out with a stone and the skin peeled from his face with a knife. After that, they threw him into a fiery furnace, but, by the grace of God, he was saved and stood up. Following that, by order of the judge, he drank a bitter poison, which was given to him by a magician. But the poison did him no harm. Witnessing this, the magician was so amazed that he openly confessed Christ, for which he was immediately beheaded. Afterwards, they gouged out both of Hermias's eyes, but he did not grieve and cried out to the judge, "Take for yourself these bodily eyes that gaze upon the vanity of the world. I have eyes of the heart by which I clearly see the light of the truth." He was hung then by the feet upside down, and those who did this to him were blinded and staggered around him. Saint Hermias beckoned them to come to him, laid his hands on them, and, by prayer to the Lord, restored their sight. Witnessing all of this, the judge became as enraged as a lion, drew a knife, and severed the head of this godly man. Christians secretly removed the body of Hermias and honorably buried it. His relics gave healing to all the sick and to the afflicted. Saint Hermias suffered in the year 166 A.D., during the reign of Emperor Antoninus, the holy martyr Philosophus. This martyr of Christ was born in the vicinity of Alexandria during the time of the persecution of Christians. Saint Philosophus did not want to deny Christ the Lord before the pagan princes and judges. For that, the pagans subjected him to violent tortures. Since he was tortured in various ways, they finally placed him on a soft bed, tied his legs and hands, and permitted an immoral woman to come to him and to lure him into sin. When Saint Philosophus sensed that the sin of passion was being aroused in him from the touch of the woman's hand, he placed his tongue between his teeth, bit it off, and spit it in the face of the depraved one. Because of that, the passion subsided in him, and the immoral woman was so horrified that she immediately fled from him. He was beheaded after that about the year 252 AD in his youth, and took up habitation in the kingdom of eternal youth. In the Greek prologue, Philosophus is commemorated on May 1st. Hymn of Praise, Saint Hermias and the Magician.
Behold, an evil magician, poisoner and liar, in everything very small but great in fear. Bitter poison to the holy Hermias he gave. From this poison even the serpents would hide. Hermias the poison drank, death did not claim him. And the old magician saw and trembled all over. Oh, that wonderful miracle! Aloud he cried out, Over the soldier of God, the poison has no power. Let be hidden the darkened days of my life. Let be erased the years of my shameful life. To dumb deceits my entire life I dedicate it. My entire life in the service of these idols dumb. And just today in great fear I see the one and the true God, the God of Hermias is crucified as Christ, the Lord from the heavens. His only are the miracles truthful. From now on, Christ I am. O Christ, forgive me. For the least servant, you, O good one, receive me. Forgive me my all too many sins, forgive me. For you I will sacrifice body and lifeless bones, bitterly repentant that the elder uttered, at once cleansed of falsehood and fears. Among Christians, himself he openly numbered. The sword over him flashed, and with blood baptized him.
Reflection. This life is a spiritual struggle, to conquer or to be defeated. If we conquer, we will enjoy the fruits of victory throughout all eternity. If we are defeated, we will endure the horrors of destruction throughout all eternity. This life is a duel between man and all that is contrary to the divine. God is an almighty ally to all who sincerely call upon him for help. This life is not a joke or a plaything, says Father John Kronstadt, but men turn it into a joke and plaything. But the capricious play around with time given to us for preparing for eternity, play around with empty words. They gather together as guests, they sit and chatter, and after that they sit and play in this way or the other way. They gather in theaters, and there they entertain themselves. All life for them is an amusement, but woe unto them who are only entertaining themselves. Contemplation. To contemplate the grace of God, the Holy Spirit in the mystery, sacrament of holy unction, anointing with oil. How that grace works through sanctified oil. How, according to prayer and faith, it heals every illness and every infirmity. Homily. About the mystery, sacrament of holy unction, anointing with holy oil. And anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. St. Mark chapter 6, verse 13. The holy apostles did this, and it is commanded that we do the same. The apostle James writes to us, "Is there any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." St. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. You need not call anyone except the priests, the elders of the church. You need not anoint him in any other name except the name of the Lord, so that it will not appear as witchcraft. No one will be able to raise him except the Lord himself, nor can any other forgive his sins except the one Lord. Why oil and not something else? Because it is commanded, and so that we may show obedience and faith. Why is it commanded that we baptize with water and anoint, chrismate with oil, myrrh, and communicate with bread and wine? That is God's choice and God's prudence, and ours is to believe and to obey. Various elements are used in the different mysteries, sacraments, but the grace of God is one as our Lord is one, and everything is from the Lord. Why does our Lord need some materials in order to pour out his grace upon us? The Lord does not need the material, but we do. As long as we are material, we need material. Condescending to our weakness, the Lord uses matter. To the incorporeal angels, he gives grace in an incorporeal manner. Oil alone is helpless of itself, as every other material is helpless of itself. But the grace of God is all-powerful. Through oil, the Lord gives the grace of his Holy Spirit, and that grace heals the sick, raises the infirm, and restores sanity to the insane. O my brethren, how inexpressible is God's goodness! What did not God do for us? And what more could we possibly desire? He knew all of our needs beforehand, and, for all of them, he foresaw the cures in advance. He only seeks from us that we believe in him and fulfill his prescriptions. Is it not insolent and shameful that we more often conscientiously follow the instructions of physicians, mortal men such as we are, and neglect the prescriptions of the immortal God? O all good Lord, melt our stony hearts by the power of your grace, so that before the hour of our death we may show indebted thanksgiving toward you. Toward you, O our all good and our all wise God. To you be glory and thanks always. Amen.